Blog Talk Radio.
Time.
I think you certainly have more pressing and important things to do than talk about hearsay. I think it's a little bit more than hearsay. And as you see, Bill, as the story is evolving, as more information is coming forward, I think we're getting a far better picture on that. All right, the Chargers, the L.A. Chargers. You know, I'm an NFL buff. I love the game. I've been following it for years. Even during the boycott with Cap Me, I mean, we just love him dearly. Even then, you know, hey, we snuck a peek at the games every now and then. The L.A. Chargers, it turns out, they're making a big push in Los Angeles. They have the SoFi Stadium along with the Rams in Inglewood. They'll be opening in 2020. But it turns out they have no African-Americans and are relatively few African-Americans in their top executive management. Community activists to talk about the issue of diversity. You're going to Inglewood, one of the most multi-ethnic, diverse communities on the planet, and you're going to ask for patronage and support from the community, yet it looks almost lily white at the top. Chargers, get on board. You're missing the boat. Not doing that well on the field. Don't miss the boat off the field, too. We're always willing to talk. Tell me something, Ace Hoffman. Carson King.
Yeah.
Do you know who Carson King is?
No, I don't.
Carson, we're going to know in a second. Carson King is in Iowa. He's a young man. He went on one of the shows, one of those game shows, or talk shows, I'm not sure which. Anyway, what happened was, long story short, Carson King, he's about 23, 24 years old. He made news, headline news. Why? Because the money that he raised from his appearance on the show, he's giving it all back to a hospital in Des Moines, Iowa, charity, to the tune of over $1 million. It was great. The problem is, a reporter for the Des Moines Register started digging about Carson King and found out, Leroy, you ready for this? When he was your age, 16 years old, they found racist and homophobic tweets. Yet another one. They outed the guy. Well, everybody's scrambling now. The hospital said, we didn't know, we're going to issue a statement. By the way, he was giving beer back, Anheuser-Busch beer. And remember, Anheuser issued a statement, we had nothing to do with him, we're not going to yada-da-da-da, we disavow that. Question. A.A. Saltman,
yeah.
Leroy, Oliver, Wendell, Ricky, you're almost there anyway, Vino. Should I be held accountable for something I said and did when I was 15, 16 years old, comes out decades later? Should I be beat over the head? Should I be pounded for that? Should I be banned in Boston, exiled to Siberia? Should I be all of that when I did something when I was 16 years old? You know, we went through this, A.A. Hoffman and Leroy with Biden. Remember something he said 30 years about busing? I mean, you know, I got a problem with that. Okay, Carson King apologizes. You know, they all do that. Said, that's not me anymore. That was stupid. That was dumb. I was a kid then.
I don't think he should be blamed because he was a kid and it was learned behavior. So we got to be transparent. No, he needs to be forgiven for that and move on because he was a teenager. Now, if you're an adult, it depends on how old you are. Depending, if you should be forgiven or not.
And it's a teaching moment. All right, let's keep moving. Hillary Clinton said she called Donald Trump and what he did with the Ukraine an extortion racket. Let me repeat that. An extortion racket. Thank you, Hillary. Thank you for getting right to it. You know, I said over and over again, the Godfather would love this guy. The Goodfellas would love this guy. Mafia chiefs, the Bonanno family, they would love this guy. He is showing the Mafia, Oliver, how to do some things they may not have known. The guy's a gangster and a thug in the White House. We've said that a million times. They didn't even try to hide it. So, I mean, come on. What do you expect? That is the way they operate. That's the way he's been operating. Got away with it for years. Done pretty good with it. Extortion racket. I like that. Okay, blacks and gays. It turns out, if I'm Leroy, Oliver, Angela, Ricky, Pino, Wendell, it turns out if I'm standing on the street corner, I have punched in my app, passenger app, I want a ride, Ricky, Uber and or Lyft. It turns out if I am African-American or gay, according to a new study, well, it's not a new study. You know, it's a study that's been out there for a while, but they kind of tweaked it a little bit. If you're African-American or gay, the chances are 2 in 3 times greater that you will be picked up, you will not get a ride, boom.
Yeah, you won't be picked up.
Well, that's not the revelation of age. Someone said, how the heck do you know if you're gay? How does somebody in the father know somebody? I mean, what do you got, walking around with a sign on? It didn't work that way. Well, what they did was they had a rainbow on the app.
Wow.
So a driver can see that little app and can see the profile. And, ooh, okay. How do you know if you're African-American? I mean, Oliver names, Rashid, Mohammed. You know, if they see that, then they say, oh, my God. Or location, where are they picked up? If I'm being picked up in Leroy's neighborhood, no, I wouldn't stop there either. I wouldn't go to this guy's neighborhood, and he lives somewhere around Torrance. Get out of here, Leroy. But anyway, no, it's very interesting. I put that on my Facebook page, and I got a ton of responses from Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, saying, you know what, I discriminate. What the heck? Hey, it's off, and I'll tell you this. There's only one thing I discriminate against as an Uber or Lyft driver. You know what that is? It has nothing to do with gender, sexual preference, race, God forbid. Only one thing. You better have your wallet. If you don't tip, get out of my car. I want money. M-O-N-E-Y. Where is it, Ricky? You know what I say. M-O-N-E-Y. I don't discriminate against anybody's money. Everybody's dollar spends the same. Duke Ellington once favored, once said, Leroy, they asked him back in the 30s, at the height of everything, race in America, he had a white guy in the back of his band, you know, the great Duke Ellington Orchestra, and some nosy reporter messing around Oliver, asked him, by the way, is that a white man back there? You know what Duke said? He had an answer for the ages. I didn't ask him. I love that one. All right, let's keep moving. All right, A.H. Hoffman, here's one for you. The cop that murdered, that's right, you heard me, that murdered Mr. Botham in Dallas, Texas, Amber Guyton, she's now on trial.
Yes.
She's on trial now in Dallas.
Yes.
She dyed her hair, no, they dyed her hair blonde. She cried on the witness stand. And then she said, I wish it had been me that had been killed, not the other way around. I want to know who in God's name is this supposed to fool? Skeppity, blonde hair. I don't know what, we know what that's all about.
Yeah.
And crying, boo-hooing, really crying, boo-hooing on the witness stand. Sympathy, hearts and flowers. Is this supposed to be an acquittal? Thank you, Wendell. next week, we're going to do a whole segment with him. We don't have the book. So that is crying. There you go. Let me hear that. Let me hear that. A little bit louder, Ricky. I didn't hear that. This is wrong in every level. Cry me. What was that? Oh, cry me a river. And will it work? Will the jury say, oh, it's a poor woman. God, will it work? I'm just amazed at the things that they go through. Hollywood could not script this any better. I love it. I do agree with one thing she said. She said, I wish it had been me. Yes, so do I. Not him. I do agree with her on that. Cry me a river. Come on, A.H. Hoffman, give me some boo-boos. Give me some boo-boos. Talk about my new book, by the way, an ebook on gentrification. Free read, by the way, you know, with cheapskates like Leroy. I mean, I'm a man, nickel friend. You can read it free on Monday on Amazon.
Trying to get demons up out of me. Turn to a beast, eat your artery. Deceasing opponents so properly. Unleashing the dark side, what got to me? We come to take this shit over. Put on the gas, hit the motor. Switching my thoughts on bipolar. I stare in the eyes of a cobra. Say you won't smoke, come get it. Come on, you wanna play dumb, I'm with it. I'm about to take over the city. I came with my committee, gang with it. Came for the bag and the profit. Looking for the wave when we got it. Nigga, you ain't scared nobody. Bop, bop, that's a whole body. Bop.
Okay.
On the dark side, it can get cold, it's a cold case. In my right mind, I can ride till I roll break. Skeletons on my left wrist in the doorway. On my knees, thanking God that he got me through the pain. Danger, danger, I don't fit in, I'm a stranger. Believer, believer, I can take out all the evil. Empowerment to all my people, I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run through the money, no visa. Forgive me, cause my life illegal.
Searching for the bag and the prize. On a mission looking for them bad guys. Can't run no player, but my head, I'm real wise. Look at his eyes, why I think he traumatized. Take me as a joke, I'ma hang him on the rope. Cause where I'm from, we don't play like that on the outside. Better not free, cause we know you gon' choke. Talk behind my back, but your shots backfire. I know you tried, but you never could survive. I see the fear that's in your eyes. Run like Ford, they're tryna hide. They criticize in the sky. They know I can only tell the truth. They know all you do is tell lies. I'm about to take over the city, tell me you should win it, cause I know my squad gon' ride.
On the dark side, it can get cold, it's a cold case. In my right mind, I can ride till I roll break. Skeletons on my left wrist in the doorway. On my knees, thanking God that he got me through the pain. Danger, danger, I don't fit in, I'm a stranger. Believer, believer, I can take out all the evil. Empowerment to all my people, I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run through the money, no visa. Forgive me, cause my life illegal.
Come on,
say you won't smoke, come get it.
Wait, you wanna play dumb, I'm with it.
All my people, I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run through the money, no visa. Forgive me, cause my life illegal. Danger, danger, I don't fit in, I'm a stranger. Believer, believer, I can take out all the evil. Empowerment to all my people, I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run through the money, no visa. Forgive me, cause my life illegal.
You're listening to the Marty Smith Show.
What's going on, guys? It's
because today is that.
Without even truth. So what we need to stop doing
here at Dr. Sire only because we are flat out of time. But you know what? You already know where we're going with this. It's real. We got a million other shows, and we are going to give you an opportunity and everybody to develop that point. Doc, thanks again. It's done in the system. I.E., told you, you pull them out. And I think both of you are drawn.
Hey, it's the one only Mr. DJ Drama, a.k.a. Big Balls. Easy Dick. Melting your mouth. Hand in her vagina. And I'm bringing you live with no surprise. The one and only YG and Crooked Soul mixtape. It's called California Living. This for everybody on Crenshaw. This for everybody in Compton. This for everybody in Long Beach. Big shouts to Blanco and BB the General. Shout to the Bay Area. I mean the Yay Area. This for everybody banging. When I do say banging, I mean banging that music that YG has been making for quite some time. That quality street music. You know who brings it to you well. It had to be only me, DJ Drama. Once again, Big Balls, Easy Dick, melts in your mouth, her hand, and her pussy, and her pussy, and her
gangsta,
Brazil. Crooked Soul, that California living. It's YG, it's DJ Drama. It's quality street music, G-Funk style. Well, let's get it started.
Bye. This is not the first time. We already know it's DOA in the Senate. We already know that. It's not going to happen as it's constituted now. Faith, another first-time caller. Faith, go right ahead, Pasadena. Faith. Faith. Hey, Faith.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Faith, hope, and charity, but you got to go right ahead, Faith.
Okay. I am independent, so I like things to be fair in all directions and to consider things from every direction. So, I'm actually disgusted with the true character of all of the politicians, the Democrats and some Democrats and Republicans. Now, and I think to be fair, we need to look at what Joe Biden, his son had a job there. His son had no qualifications. He can't even speak the language, and he had no background in the gas industry, the business that he was getting $50,000 a month for there, and he flew over there with Joe Biden. He was using influence. Also, for China, he flew with his dad over there, and he got $1.5 billion in. So, beyond Joe Biden, John Kerry, his stepson was on the board there. His stepson Hines, Christopher Hines, and Whitey Bulger's nephew or something was also. There's a lot of corruption.
Well, let me stop you, Faith, for a second. You know, I happen to agree. When you look at politicians, you know, we can go down the long checklist. We would be here another, you know, 5 hours going through all the influence peddling from politicians, both Democrat and Republican. Republican and Democrat, they all feather their nests.
Right.
We know that. They all cut deals. They're all looking essentially at how to work with foreign leaders, both foreign and domestic, cut deals and contracts, and they've got a whole system. That's right, Ricky, bring that up a little bit more. And you know, and you're right, Faith. So we got that. But
we need to investigate all the what we think is corrupt.
All right, well, having said that, Faith, whoa, Faith, wait a minute. Having said that, the fact of the matter is we cannot do that. We can only do one at a time. And that one at a time right now is Trump. Thanks again, Faith, for your call. Be a second time caller. Think about this. You start with Trump. Get what you want, and then it opens it up for others too. They're going to be looking at the deals that Democrats are making. Plus, you open up this can of worms. You can't pick and choose what worm is going to come out. They all come out. I think that's going to be part of it too. All right, we're going to get Keith in quickly and take a break. Keith, and then we'll get through everybody else in if we can. Keith? All right. Hey, Soffin, stand up. Stand up and salute. Stand up and salute. Hey, Soffin, Ricky, stand up. Salute. All right, Keith, you have the drum roll, you have the entrance, you're ready to go.
All right, well, you guys,
same time, they do have to bring it to a general House vote. So they just can't, you know, they can't impeach out of committee. They have to impeach out of the full House. You're correct. At that point in time, if in fact the House agrees to the articles of impeachment, the full House, it does go to the Senate for a trial. We are, and that is the Constitution. It's very clear the process. At that point in time, the way the Senate is now composed, i.e., politically, GOP majority, the chance of a conviction is zero. Well, we know that. And I happen to agree with you. You let the process play out. Matter of fact, it might surprise you a little bit more. Not only do you let the process play out, I would even say this, Keith. I don't even think it should get to that. I think it's a prior caller said, and I said over and over again, the better way to follow the Constitution is we have a little thing called elections. We're going to have another one next year. Let the process play out there. This isn't going away. He isn't going away. If you try to impeach the guy, all we're going to have is he said, she said for the next 9 months. And you know what? I got to tell you, all the other major issues, climate control, criminal justice reform, infrastructure, wealth inequality, looking at that, and regulatory issues, not to mention health care, I got to tell you, you might just be on the far side of the moon. So I think there it is something to be said, Keith. I happen to agree with you. Let the process play out.
That's right. I got it.
All right. Thanks again, Keith. All right. Let's get up Barbara from Gardena. We're going to take another quick break. Barbara.
Well, hello. I don't know anything about these Obama's regime and what it did to the reputation of others in America. So I'm very happy to see Ukraine thus in the news. I would be very happy that stuff went on in Ukraine as far as the Obama regime overthrowing the government and replacing it with one of the
Let me ask you a question. Some might ask, why are you bringing Obama in? He's not the president. The issue is Trump.
Because Ukraine is back in the news. And if we have an opportunity to clear our names and our reputation by telling the truth of what happened, I think this is an opportunity that we ought to take instead of trying to hide what happened in Ukraine at the hands of a democratic regime.
All right, Barbara, I think we got that loud and clear. All right, thanks again. I'm still just having a problem with Obama going back in time on that. But I got your point. Well taken. We got a first-time caller. I've got to get there. Long Beach, Rushy. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Richard Hudson. I'm grateful that you have this forum. I wish KPFK had it all the time. I want to kind of pick up on what Barbara said. I don't have a preference for Democrats or Republicans. I would remind everyone that the bipartisan effort to overthrow the elected government of Ukraine, and they took $5 billion of taxpayer money to fund that revolution. And now this is all the nasty spin that comes from it on both sides. I'd rather see our tax dollars spent on us, whether it's fixing roads, improving schools. That's a dirty story that doesn't get discussed. I wish that what's it called, there'd be more forums like yours for us to come out more often, whether it's Barbara, myself, or other people.
Well, I tell you, you know, we're committed to that on the Hutchinson Report. Rossi, thank you again. Be a second-time caller. You know, and thanks again. You know, the other thing he brought up a point, too, about other things, providing a forum. You know, I said over and over again, Leroy, CNN elected Trump. I said that a million times. And they're going to try to reelect him again. They're so happy they couldn't see straight. I said, what dreams before? The CNN executives are having that, too. We got Trump now. Let's talk about all impeachment now. We can talk about that until the cows come home. The problem with that, we got many other news items, many other issues. They're going by the wayside. So, you know, at some point, there's got to be a balance somewhere. Does anybody know how to do, Ricky, real news anymore? You know, like real news, things that are happening in communities, all of the things that are touching people's lives, you know, on a day-to-day basis, other than Trump and now this, you know, this red herring of impeachment. I mean, God, it just boggles the mind to think about it. All right, let's see if we can get one or two
for you before we get out of here. Richard Walnut. Richard, go right ahead. Rich?
I think that if you can't make a stick on this impeachment with Trump, and he dodges the bullet, but he's pretty good at doing it in the past, then I think we might get payback on that at the polls when it comes to electronic balloting, because, you know, that I don't trust. And they're going more and more that way, and they can swing the vote any way they want. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
All right, I think we all should, Richard, and much more than that. You know, there's a whole list of things. We'll be talking about that. Leroy, like vote suppression, all the ploys, manipulation in the process. I mean, let's say, we got, how many, 8, 9, 10 months of this. You don't have to get it all in today. We'll circle back on them. Rich, again, thanks. Dr. Desire, we only got about a minute left, so I know you'll be very brief.
Yes. Fact, data, truth, and justice. If you guys didn't even read the transcript, well, he should have never even had an impeachment without reading the transcript. So when it came out, half of it was speculated was not even true. So what we need to stop doing is listening to what these politicians are saying and actually read and research ourselves to make an intelligent decision. Impeachment is not a possibility, even if they have concrete evidence. Believe you me, the real deal is people don't want the same old problems that we had before, especially with Biden being vice president, not supporting the blacks. I feel one of the politicians, one of the qualities is for black empowerment, because that's what so long has been underrated. No matter what election is going on, black issues have never been dealt with correctly.
Stop right there, Doc. Stop right there, Dr. Desire, only because we are flat out of time. But you know what? You already know where we're going with this drill. We got a million other shows. We are going to give you an opportunity and everybody to develop that point. Doc, thanks again. I think, Wolf, you're on point. And I've said it over and over again. Anything else, Wolf?
No, that's all right.
All right, thanks again. We love first-time callers. This will be the second-time callers. We've got another Amir from Long Beach. Go right ahead.
Also, beyond Joe Biden, John Kerry.
Ukraine at the hand of a democratic regime.
All right, Barbara, I think we got that loud and clear.
KPFK at it all the time. I want to kind of pick up on what Barbara said. I don't have a preference for Democrats or Republicans. I would remind everyone that the bipartisan effort to overthrow the elected government of Ukraine, and they took $5 billion of our taxpayer money to fund that revolution. And now this is all the nasty spins that come from it on both sides. I'd rather see our tax dollars spent on us, whether it's fixing roads or improving schools. That's a dirty story that doesn't get discussed. I wish that, there'd be more forums like yours so that could come out more often, whether it's Barbara, myself, or other people.
Well, I tell you, you know, we're committed to that on the Hutchinson Report. Rossi, thank you again. Be a second-time caller. You know, thanks again. You know, the other thing, he brought up a point, too, about other things, providing a forum. You know, I said over and over again, Leroy, CNN elected Trump. I said that a million times. And they're going to try to reelect him again. They're so happy they couldn't see straight. I said, what dreams before? CNN executives are having that, too. We got Trump now to talk about all impeachment now. We can talk about that till the cows come home. The problem with that, we got many other news items, many other issues. They're going by the wayside. So, you know, at some point, there's got to be a balance somewhere. Does anybody know how to do, Ricky, real news anymore? You know, like real news, things that are happening in communities, Oliver, things that are touching people's lives, you know, on a day-to-day basis, other than Trump, and now this, you know, this red herring of impeachment. I mean, it just boggles the mind to think about it. All right, let's see if we can get one or two more in before we have to get out of here. Richard Walnut. Richard, go right ahead. Rich?
I think that if you can't make it stick on this impeachment with Trump, and he dodges the bullet like he's been pretty good at doing in the past, then I think we might get payback on that at the polls when it comes to electronic balloting, because, you know, that I don't trust, and they're going more and more that way, and they can swing the vote any way they want. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
All right, and I think we all should, Richard, and much more than that. You know, there's a whole litany of things. We'll be talking about that, Leroy, vote suppression, all the ploys, manipulation in the process. I mean, let's face it, folks, we got how many, 8, 9, 10 months of this. You don't have to get it all in today. We'll circle back on it. Rich, again, thanks. Dr. Desire, we only got about a minute left, so I know you'll be very brief.
Yes. Facts, data, truth, and justice. If you guys didn't even read the transcripts, Pelosi should have never even had an impeachment without reading the transcripts. And when it came out, half of what was said and speculated was not even true. So what we need to stop doing is listening to what these politicians are saying and actually read and research ourselves to make an intelligent decision. Impeachment is not a possibility, even if they have concrete evidence. Believe you me, the real deal is people don't want the same old garbage that we had before, especially with Biden being vice president, not supporting the blacks. I'm for whatever politician, whatever party, is for black empowerment, because that for so long has been underrated. No matter what election is going on, black issues have never been dealt with correctly.
Stop right there, Dr. Sire, only because we are flat out of time. But you know what? You already know where we're going with this. It's a drill. We got a million other shows, and we are going to give you an opportunity and everybody to develop that point. Doc, thanks again. It's done in the system, i.e., voting. You vote them out. And I think, Wolf, you're on point there, and I said that over and over again. Anything else, Wolf?
No, that's all right. You have a great day.
All right, thanks again. We love first-time callers. Be a second-time caller. We've got another one, Amir from Long Beach. Amir, go right ahead. Amir?
Okay, I'm here. Yeah. I don't believe that impeachment will do no good. So the reason I say that is because they tried everything in the past, and Trump will not be impeached because he got too many backers. He's not going nowhere. Like you say, he's going to have to be voted out. Yeah. With impeachment, no, I can't see that. No.
Yeah. I agree.
If anything, you know, in morally, anything else, if they came at him, it's the test of time. Trump is a dictator. You got to remove a dictator. That's what he is.
All right, Amir, and you know, I'm on point with you on that. And the fact of the matter is, Leroy, as you well know, it's already been checked. Even if you get the articles of impeachment through, even if the House agrees to that, yeah, he'll be checked. Faith. Faith, faith.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Faith, hope, and, faith, hope, and charity, but you got to go right ahead, Faith.
Okay. I am independent, so I like things to be fair in all directions and to consider things from every direction. So, I'm actually disgusted with the true character of all of the politicians, the Democrats and some Democrats and Republicans. Now, and I think, to be fair, we need to look at Joe Biden. His son had a job there. His son had no qualifications. He can't even speak the language, and he had no background in the gas industry, the business that he was getting $50,000 a month for there, and he flew over there with Joe Biden. He was using influence. Also, for China, he flew with his dad over there, and he got $1.5 billion in cahoots. Also, beyond Joe Biden, John Kerry, his stepson, was...
Do it.
Package going.